So, you're home. Long day, huh? Bet you're so tired. Where were you? At Walmart, huh? That's funny. 'Cause I thought you said you were gonna hang out with the boys. Oh, they were all busy, were they? You know, I was at the mall today. You know, like always. But I was feeling adventurous today. So I thought it would be a good idea to wander a little bit. And by wandered, I mean I ran into one of your little friends and forced him to tell me where you were. But what's this? He didn't know. What a surprise. Let me finish. I was so confused. But imagine my shock when I happened to walk about and saw you chatting with someone. Not just someone, a woman. And you were real friendly with her. Should have seen my face. Bet I looked real dumb, standing there like an idiot. Watching my boyfriend, the one who was hanging out with the boys, smiling and chatting it up with her. So, you want to tell me what that was? Oh, so now you've got something to say. Now that I'm right here? Now that I saw it? You suddenly have an explanation? Save it. I don't believe you. Well, I'm listening. Explain it. A friend who sells jewelry? And makeup, too. That's what you're going with? Wow. Bold choice, babe. So what? You got a secret hobby I should know about? Decided to pick up a little bracelet collecting on the side? And you expect me to believe you went to a friend rather than to a store? You know how much I love shopping, and you didn't even think to bring me? You are brave for even thinking of such a stupid lie. Why are you smiling like that? Don't you know I'm angry with you? You bought something. Oh, what? What's in that bag? Hopefully a better excuse than whatever. Wait. You were getting me a gift? Ha! As if. It's not even my birthday soon, so... For our anniversary? Next week? So that's why you're still smart. But why did you go to a friend then? Huh? You could have just bought it from a store. She does custom jewelry, so you commissioned her for something special? Oh my god. You are so... Ugh. You know what? No, I refuse to let you have this. I swear, you do this on purpose. You let me get all worked up. Let me storm around the house. Let me look like an absolute lunatic. Just so you can drop something sickeningly sweet on me and make me feel like a total brat. Oh, so that's why you were lying. You said you were with the boys because that's the only time I won't throw a tantrum wanting to come with you? I do not throw a tantrum. I just strongly suggest you take me with you everywhere you go. That's no big deal. Whatever. I guess maybe you weren't being as suspicious as I thought. Maybe. Doesn't mean you're off the hook, though. I had a good reason to doubt this time. I'm going to sit on the sofa, and I expect you to console me. You're so warm. You did get me something good, right? I mean, if I'm gonna feel this bad, it better be something really nice. Can I see it? Fine, fine. I'll wait for our anniversary. Unlike you, I already got you your present, and I didn't even have to go buy it from a guy friend. Yes, I am still gonna give you a hard time. So I want more cuddles. You know, I might have maybe reacted a little bit too strongly. Just maybe. I'm cute when I'm mad. Shut up. And don't think this means you're forgiven just yet. I'm still, like, at least 50% mad. So you should probably hold me tighter. Just so I can really be sure you're not gonna run off and lie to me again. Better. But it'd be even better if you stroked my hair. Well? What? I have to spell it out? You're lucky I'm even giving you a chance to redeem yourself. See? That's what I'm talking about. You should be doing this all the time, you know? It stopped me from getting mad in the first place. You're not allowed to laugh at me, by the way. I was worried. I know you're not dumb enough to cheat on me. You're so kind and nice. And whenever you talk to me or look at me, I feel lighter and I love being around you. And you'd never do anything to hurt me. But my heart is, like, kinda dumb. It gets all stupid and anxious. And then I have to deal with it freaking out. And it's so annoying. So obviously, it's your fault. now you have to fix it. Keep playing with my hair. And, I don't know, maybe kiss my forehead or something? You did make me suffer, you know. That was nice. But I think I need more proof. I mean, it wasn't bad proof, but I'm still not 100% convinced. Maybe you should kiss me. For real this time. What's wrong? You did say you love me, right? Then prove it. Come on, use your tongue more. Please? Thank you. Who said you could put your hand on my ass? It does feel nice. Okay, fine. I'll allow it. I am not getting turned on. Just a bit warmer. We are close after all. Oh. You're kissing my neck. Oh. Okay. Maybe I can make things up to you. Not because I feel bad about what happened, but because I guess sometimes I should let you have your way. I said it's not because I feel bad. You're rubbing my pussy through my pants. Oh my God. Right there. Hey, I'm the one that's supposed to be making it up to you. So shouldn't I be the one? What? You want to taste me? Because you feel bad, so you want to service me? Stop being a good boyfriend and let me be mad at you. No, I will not just lay down and let you. Okay, fine. Just lift my legs up and pull off my pants. So what if I'm wet? You got a problem with that? Well, are you gonna do it? Yeah. Well, I can suck my clit. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Oh. You're so fucking good at this. Oh. How am I supposed to stay mad at you when you lick me like that? Oh. Oh, fuck. Don't stick your tongue inside. Oh, fuck. I'm so wet for you. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Babe, my tits feel lonely. Can you touch them too? Please. Oh, they're so sensitive. Just like that. Oh. Take your fingers and roll my nipples around. You drive me so fucking crazy. Oh. Fuck. I can't take it anymore. I need you to fuck me. Take your pants off. Now. Come on, babe. Don't leave me hanging. Please. Babe. Please. Oh. I'm sorry I was such a brat. I was so angry the whole day. You better fuck my worries away. Oh. I don't want to think about anything else. Except me in your arms. Oh. And you fucking me with your big, fat cock. Oh. Yeah. Fuck me into the sofa. Punish me. Oh. I want you to fuck me as hard as you can. Until I can't walk straight. Oh, fuck. You're so deep. You're reaching my womb. Oh, fuck. Are you getting close? Oh, then come in me. Babe, just do it. Oh, come. Come. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. I love you. Oh, oh, oh. So much. Sit down. Let me clean your cock up. Don't get me wrong. I just want to make sure there's no mess on our clean sofa. Okay. That's pretty good proof that you love me. But I think you need to cuddle with me for another hour. So I can be really sure. Please. We can watch that TV show you wanted to show me. Yes, really. Yeah. We can worry about our clothes later. You're so warm, babe. Yeah, I love you too. Hmm.